This summer's floods have killed 569 people in China and forced another 630,000 to flee their homes in recent days. Worried officials say the flood season has at least another month to go. The Chinese media report rising floodwaters are forcing the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the Wai River Valley in eastern China. In this latest evacuation, 16,000 soldiers are using 1,000 trucks and scores of boats to help people escape from the affected area. In some cases, residents had to flee because flood control dikes had been blown up, allowing water to spread into lightly populated areas in the hope of sparing large cities and rail lines downstream. The Wai River runs through several central and eastern provinces, including Hunan, Anhui, Jiangsu, and Shandong. The river valley is home to 150 million people and is one of China's major grain-producing areas. The head of the relief division of China's Red Cross, Yang Shuxing, says his organization is sending thousands of quilts and tents and other supplies to help local governments cope with the floods. Reports say China has allocated millions of dollars in relief funds, but has suffered more than $4 billion in flood damage so far. Overall, according to a report issued Friday, 2.3 million people have been evacuated from disaster areas around the country. Rains that have induced floods since mid-May have already toppled more than 505,000 homes and damaged another 1.3 million. Mr. Yang of the Red Cross says the floods have badly hurt crops in some areas, and the rains are not likely to end anytime soon.
The normal raining pattern, when you talk about the Yangtze River and the Hui River, is from May-June to May-August. So there is still at least 1 month to go, the main peak flood season.
Floods strike parts of China nearly every year. China's official news agency says so far, this year's overall flood situation is no worse than average. In some places along the Wai, however, water levels are the highest since the disastrous years of 1991 and 98, when floods and mudslides killed thousands. Weather forecasters say the current rainstorm is expected to remain in the affected area until at least Monday. Jim Randall, VOA News,